This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's another great start to the week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I say it is because we're still breathing. We're still communicating. And we still have my buddy John Rappaport on from No More Fake News to communicate things you will not hear in, well, many other places, certainly not in the way John and I get together and communicate these things. And John, as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show this week, our broadcast syndicated through GCN, I had an encounter on Friday, and I related on Friday's show where I went to a local haircutting place. I'm not going to name it because I'm interacting with them at corporate level and local level. And they refused me service because I refused to put on a mask. And I said, the reason I'm not putting on a mask is a history of breathing issues. It's a medical issue. And the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits you from, you know, stopping me from getting service. Now you have to make a reasonable accommodation. And they said, well, no, we'll cut your hair as long as you cover your nose and mouth. I'm like, but that's the point. I won't and I can't. And anyway, so it's an interesting time, John, if there ever was one, in terms of people who are asleep that should know better as to what is going on here. Now, there's a liberty angle to this, of course, but even if we move that out of the equation, which I don't like to do, and say, hey, what about the accommodation for people with, you know, medical or health issues that can't deal with restrictive airways artificially induced by a masking? And, you know, people would normally, you'd think, be accommodating. People are nice, right? But it's invisible. I point this out. If you were in a wheelchair, they'll go, oh, of course we'll accommodate you. You're in a wheelchair, but you look like anybody else. How do we know if you have a breathing problem? And, of course, these considerations are something that, we may have an education campaign moving forward here just to hold whatever's left of liberty for those that can't or won't wear masks for legitimate reasons.
Yeah, and then you've got a situation, for example, in public buildings, agencies, whatever, where they put up these like half plexiglass barriers.
Oh, right. The theater, I call that, you know? It's like the theater.
Yeah, the theater of virtue signaling. Yeah. Because you're like 2 feet away from some clerk, and actually there's plenty of air going back and forth between you because these barriers are not, you know, complete.
It's not a hermetic seal, you know? Not even close.
They're not even close. It's like there's, you know, a foot, say two, oh, a foot and a half of room between the countertop and the shield. So the air is passing underneath back and forth. The guy behind may or may not be wearing his mask over his mouth when he talks. It's total BS. And yet, okay, we're obeying the regulations. There's just, you know, the governors are clamping down.
I should say this, John, even in Republican states, we've been hard on the Democrats that have fallen prey to the Church of Pharmaceutical or Biological Mysticism, you know, worshiping modern medicine and all that it's worth and believing in science as religion. And you know, the Republicans would accuse them of being anti-science, and we said, no, they're actually pro-freedom better than the Democrats. But right now, I'm looking at Republican governor in Texas, Abbott, Utah, Herbert, And I'm like, you guys are just, you've lost your minds. You're operating on a globalist agenda at this point. You're not defending the people and the freedom and the rights that they have in your state.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. It's like the March of the Robots.
Yes.
And, you know, what do you do against the robots? You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. Because they'll say, well, look, it's a state rule, state law, or whatever they'll say. The governor says, blah, blah, blah. Yeah? The governor says, since, is it, so he's the king? The governor says, where's the law? Do we have a legislature that passed the law? No. So this is getting completely insane. I'm not even sure where it started, this particular wave, because they were starting to reopen the economies, okay. But now it's kind of like, okay, there's a condition. You've got to be a robot. Mm-hmm. And then you can maybe go to work. Got to wear a mask. This is...
I think in terms of the mechanics of this, John, partly it has to be that, look, the number of cases have gone up. Why? Because they're using tests that are completely faulty, and you know, everything's a false positive or a false negative. There's no standard. Once again, the tests have not been approved by FDA, as if that's a great thing, but they haven't. It's an emergency use authorization. They have not been validated to definitively say that there's this virus there. There's a sequence of RNAs we, you and I have talked about for months now. And on top of that, that they can't determine quantitatively what's there, much less if these viruses that they claim are the responsible parties are replicating in mass fashion. And so based on tests that are scams, they've suddenly said, oh, there's more cases. We've got a reverse course here. We're not going to reinitiate lockdown. Let's do mandatory masks. And so I think that's part of at least the mechanics of what is going on right now, despite death or mortality claims going down, down, down. And they're saying, well, just you wait. But based on what? All the old people have been killed already.
Yeah, this is a game that they play, which people listening have to understand. Whatever statistic will justify the latest fascism, that's what they'll use. If they want case numbers, because, like you say, they're doing more of these scam tests, so the case numbers are going to go up, they use that to justify. If they can eke out some fake death statistics that show that's going up in a given day or week, they'll use those. So whatever it is they need, or percentage, or the rate of, they'll use these meaningless statistics to justify their positions. That's what they do. I'm thinking this is getting to the boiling point here, where things are going to explode in one way or another in the States, and probably in other countries too.
I'm feeling this, John. I am.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to feel this feeling, because obviously it means confrontation and violence. And, you know, in the experience I had at the haircut place on Friday, it got heated. Now, I didn't raise my voice. I was firm in my statements, and, you know, talking about the rights and the ADA, et cetera. And, you know, one of the guys getting a haircut, they're all wearing masks. There are two guys and a guy waiting. And, you know, he was about to get up and fight me. That was my sense of it. You know, and I'm like, you know, I'm not interested in fighting somebody over this. I'm just going to go, you know what? You're going to do that? I'm leaving. That's fine. But the reality is the medical matrix has them. They are trapped in this thing. They're the invasion of the body snatchers we've talked about. They are the ones that have fallen asleep, and they've not woken up as themselves.
Yeah, it's astounding. It's just absolutely astounding. A calculation was made. I can promise you this. The kinds of calculations that these planners and analysts are always doing. Will the American people knuckle under? Have we reached that point in the devolution of society where the American people, by and large, will knuckle under? And somebody says, yes, you can launch now. Because they're so involved in their cell phones and virtual reality and obedience dependence on the state, that you're going to win if you do this now. The concept of freedom has been chopped up enough so that the people who would openly rebel in the streets are pretty much gone. That was the calculation.
Well, they're rebelling for more interventions. They're rebelling for more masking. They're rebelling for lockdowns. Honestly, who's protesting and rebelling for freedom here? I mean, that's not what I'm seeing. We're seeing statues being torn down and, you know, angry black people, so to speak, who they're paid or not, I don't know. But where are those saying, you know, we've seen it over the last few years on the vaccine issue and to some degree on this masking issue. We're seeing it a little bit. But, again, I'm not here to predict which way it'll go. I know which way, you know, I'm encouraged to step out and you know, become more vocal. You know, how do we become more vocal? You write, you appear on shows, you're on Alex Jones, I'm doing my show 2 hours. I mean, we'll do more if we have to. But I'm hearing, John, from immigrants from Eastern Europe, from Cuba, that escaped Cuba, and they're, I'm not going to say freaking out, but they're very upset, very nervous, very scared about what they're seeing happening in the United States right now as we move toward tyranny, toward socialism and communism based on this fear of the germ.
Indeed. I would be, too, if I came from one of those countries, and I would be saying, you don't understand what's going on, Americans. This is where I came from. This is what they're doing where I came from, and now it's happening here. And these people are going along with it.
Is it fair to say a word you should become familiar with is resist and resistance? I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not one that, again, we're not trying to instigate violence, but really they're attempting a violent act by keeping us muzzled in masks, for instance, or locked down based on faulty science is almost too generous. I mean, what science is there when you're operating on a test that has no standard? I mean, you got to go, that's a science deficiency if there ever was one.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to take Trump to task for this. And I've been talking about this lately, and I've got an article be coming out next week about it. He had a chance. When Fauci came to him and said, look, we got this guy from England, Neil Ferguson.
Ah.
He's the most... foremost computer model.
You're right.
World,
you're right.
He says,
John, hold on. It's a cliffhanger. We got to go to break. When we come back, let's talk about what Trump could have done at that moment. And yeah, he needs to really rethink what's happening here. If there's any chance to do so, we want him to do it. We'll talk about it after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. I apologize, John. I had to cut you off at the break there, but we need to continue on with this discussion. You said there was a point when, I guess early on in this thing, when Fauci came to Trump with the disaster, what would we call it, the modeling. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen here based on this Ferguson guy in England?
Yeah. So Fauci says, the foremost computer modeler in the world says 2 million deaths in the United States. So the implication is, unless Trump declares a state of emergency and supports the lockdowns, then 2 million deaths are going to be on his head, with all of the media attacks that that would bring on. And he folds. He just folds. Now, as I've talked about many times and written about this guy, Neil Ferguson, he's a failure. He's like a guy who, you know, the old jokes about the weatherman, you know, who's always wrong. Every time Ferguson did a major prediction, he cost nations huge amounts of money, and he was wrong. In 2005, he predicted, he said, 200 million people, I mean, come on, could die from bird flu. So the official final number was several hundred. He did another one in 2001 with Mad Cow. Cost England, I don't know, $4 billion, killing untold numbers of cows. Because, you know, the idea was it's going to slop over into humans and blah, blah, blah. And again, official figures, several hundred human deaths. And not only that, but he's using some hideously old programs to make these predictions. But nobody checks up on this guy. Trump is sitting there in the White House. Fauci's whispering in his ear. Who else is in the room? I don't know. And Trump falls for it. So does Boris Johnson, Prime Minister in the UK. Johnson, in particular, had been saying we got to leave things open in society, no lockdowns, so that people can attain a natural immunity. Okay. All of a sudden, he does a turnaround. Trump has been kind of hinting around about, well, I don't know, you know, I mean, flu deaths every year are very high in the U.S. We never locked down for that. But all of a sudden, everything turns around. So is Trump that stupid? I mean, we're talking a level of stupidity that's really stunning. Not to be able to say in the room to Fauci, well, who is this guy anyway, Ferguson?
Yeah.
What do we know about him?
Vet him. I mean, this is something Trump
What's he done?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody says we got to lock down the whole friggin' country because of one guy's prediction, and nobody says, who is this guy? I mean, come on. This is on Trump's head.
Yeah. Was it a momentary lapse of reason? Whatever it is, it's something that, yeah, I agree, he could have pushed back had he said, let's look into this guy's who made the prediction. And then, you know, normally,
and not only that, in the same room, you would hope there's a couple of economic advisors. And so one of them would pipe up and say, okay, well, I'm not sure what you mean by lockdown, but I presume that you're talking about work stoppages and businesses closing and workers staying home. And Fauci says, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the economic guy says, all right, well, we need to do a little bit of, you know, calculation on what this means for America. Let's say we do this for how long? And Fauci says, 3 months. I see. So in about a minute, the economics guy says, well, this would mean roughly 50 million Americans unemployed. Huge amounts of businesses go under. The bailouts would be, conservatively speaking, $5 trillion. Now Trump is, you know, you got Trump's attention. Really? Yeah, Mr. President. What do you think lockdowns mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like this happens. Nothing like this happens. The stupidity is beyond belief.
Well, let's approach this from an article you wrote last week, and I think it was presented over at InfoWars when we come back from this break, related to the ownership of corporate America. Three men, you boil it down to. And, you know, if they're invested in a good economy, why would they agree to accept the lockdowns? And it's a fascinating journey into something not a lot of people know about. They sort of maybe heard a little bit about. We'll get to it with John Rappaport after this break. Come on over, robertscottbell.com. Link you up to nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress in the middle of their summer recess, one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree on is another stimulus bill does need to be passed. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, on when we can expect that to take place.
Yeah, there's a consensus. We need to do another bill. That'll be in the next couple of weeks. And let me just tell you what I believe needs to be in it. Number one, it has to focus on getting people back to work and children back in school. Number two, it has to focus on saving lives. And to me, that means more testing, better treatment, and then, of course, a vaccine.
President Trump sending out a tweet on Sunday saying anyone knocking down or harming the Washington Monument or the Lincoln or Jefferson memorials or any other federal monument or statue will face 10 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Another state telling folks to mask up, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Louisiana, one of the states that are seeing surges in new coronavirus cases and deaths. And now the governor, John Bel Edwards, has issued a new order.
Masks are now mandated statewide for everyone age 8 and older, unless they have a major health condition that makes it difficult to wear a mask.
Speaking of masks, President Trump wore a mask while visiting military personnel undergoing treatment at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Saturday. It was his first time sporting the face covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading the coronavirus. The president did wear a mask, though, in a private setting in Michigan back in May. Accompanied by medical staff, the president walked through the entryway of the hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, wearing a navy blue mask with the presidential seal on the side. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, my 21st year in broadcast healing and even radio, yes, still radio too. But you can catch 5 additional days of the week at robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com, John Rappaport's writing consistently with perspectives that you won't see or hear anywhere else. And I encourage you, if you don't already get his email alerts, please sign up there as well. Links are up in the show notes. Say thanks to our sponsors, and if you'd like, you could even become a Patreon supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's linked up in a little orange banner. We appreciate your direct and indirect support. Share the show. You can do watch parties, thumbs up it if it's on YouTube, wherever you go. So, John, you had an article that published, I think, last week through InfoWars, and it related to the three men who own corporate America. three men. And then we ask those three men, hey, how come you let this thing happen? Are you invested in a good economy or you want it to tank? What's going on here?
Good question. Because ever since this whole thing started, you know, I was talking with my tech producer, and I said, you know, it seems to me that some of these hard-charging corporate CEOs, when they're told to lock down and shut down, I understand that, you know, some of them get fantastic bailouts. But, I mean, is that really what they're looking for? I thought they wanted to do business. Is there no pushback from these people whatsoever? Do they not get together and say, we got to go see the president and tell him that this is completely insane? And nothing happens. Nothing happens. All right, so I cite an article here, which is linked up in my article at a website called The Conversation, and through, you know, three corporations that run America, something like that. The Vanguard Group, State Street, BlackRock. These are three giant investment funds, biggest in the world. That means they invest in shares of companies and corporations and whatever. Now, they don't just invest. I mean, I'll give you some figures here that are just, I mean, they rocked me completely. I had an inkling of this, but I didn't know the numbers. Just amazing here. Okay, so these three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, that do investing in stocks and shares, under management, they have nearly $11 trillion in assets. Okay. They are the largest shareholder in 40% of all publicly listed firms in the U.S. That means 1,600 American firms, we're talking about, that employ 23.5 million people, that have a combined revenue of about $9 trillion. The biggest shareholder in all these companies are the big three. They're called Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Now, the S&P 500, which are gigantic corporations, the biggest in America, okay? The big three, State Street, BlackRock, and the other one, just lost the name in my mind.
Vanguard?
Vanguard.
Yeah.
They are the biggest shareholder in almost 90% of these S&P 500 firms, including Apple, Microsoft, ExxonMobil, General Electric, Coca-Cola, banks. In other words, they own these companies. Now, people will say, yeah, they don't really own them, you see, because they're just buying and selling shares in these companies. But it turns out that the big three don't just go in and out of buying and selling. They tend to hold on to shares of these companies. So they become the biggest shareholder in these companies. Unbelievable. Now, here's the capper. Who are the CEOs of these three companies, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock? Well, I've got their names here. Just getting them up and about. Larry Fink, Joseph Hooley, and Mortimer Buckley. Those are the three guys, CEOs of the big three. So I thought, let me look these guys up. Because if these guys are in some way connected to the medical establishment of America, then suddenly it begins to dawn on me as to why there's no pushback from corporate America about the lockdowns. So Buckley is a board member of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. From 2011 to 2017, he was chairman of the hospital's board of trustees. Hooley serves on the President's Council of the Massachusetts General Hospital. Fink is the co-chair of the NYU Langone Medical Center Board of Trustees. Just so happens that these three guys are totally wired into the medical establishment of America. Solidly hooked on medical conventional reality, which means everything that Fauci is saying, everything the CDC is saying, everything the NIH is saying, the whole kit and caboodle, you can be sure that these three guys are buying. And therefore, because they are the largest shareholder of 90% of the S&P 500 and 40% of the publicly listed firms in America, all of those companies are looking over their shoulder and saying, man, I wonder what would happen to our shares if we suddenly rebelled against the lockdowns and said, forget it, we're not locking down, we're open for business. Never going to happen. Was never going to happen. The country, on a corporate level, is totally locked up. Locked up in step with medical reality.
You talk about digging deep into a trench that people don't even know exists. Right? Even
I didn't know it.
Right. I'd never heard, going to that level. Of course, I've heard of Vanguard. But I didn't know the other two. But not only that, they hold these companies, but they exert voting rights on companies, of course. And then you find out the CEOs of these companies completely entrenched, as we know, in the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And so do we then argue that the lockdown is beneficial to ultimately big pharma, for lack of a better way to say it?
Well, we certainly know that, because big pharma never stops.
Mm-hmm.
If they've locked down, it's not serious. They're still making drugs. They're still promoting drugs. They're still advertising drugs. In fact, I think it's entirely reasonable to say that their sales of drugs have increased significantly during the lockdowns, whether they're paid for by insurers or the government insurance or whoever, especially psychotropic drugs for mental disorders, but other drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that. So they're not hurting as a result of any of this.
What else have we seen, John, under the lockdown? An increased activity by FDA and FTC to attack anyone, medical or non-medical, claiming that there are other options in treating so-called COVID-19 infections.
There you go. With anything aside from a vaccine or remdesivir, which is
new,
an antiviral.
A new profitable drug. They even speak out against old off-patent drugs that cost too little. So Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, my friend who's on with me every Thursday, says he's never seen, in all of his decades of working in the, against the swamp and the oligarchy, the aggressiveness with which the FDA and FTC are targeting anybody who provides a holistic or non-new drug approach to address this issue.
Yeah, so that tells you that, that there's an enormous squeeze play on, that everybody in the medical universe is pointing at the toxic pharmaceuticals to treat so-called COVID and the Bill Gates vaccine. And that's it. Anything else, they're going to go after with hammer and tongs like never before.
Yes.
What does that tell you? I mean, it certainly tells you about the profit machine, but it also tells you, to me, about enforcing toxicity on the population. Because, as I said, there is no doubt that this antiviral drug, remdesivir, is highly toxic. And we spent, you and I, God knows how many hours over the last 20 years talking about the toxicity of vaccines and also about the new technologies they're trying to bring to market in vaccines for COVID, which would be highly, highly damaging at the very least. So what it looks like is they're creating a funnel and forcing the public to walk through the funnel to get treated with poison and not to get treated with anything else. So that's another lockdown variation.
Right. Well, you lock down innovation. I mean, because monopoly enforces stupidity, right? It doesn't allow for innovation. It doesn't allow for open debate and discussion. This is all we've been asking for forever, much less in the midst of this. that, you know, Trump, why didn't you invite other statisticians or prognosticators? Why didn't you invite homeopaths and herbalists and doctors of chiropractic and naturopaths? And let's all hash it out. And let's see, you know, who wins there. But that's not the way monopoly works. And Big Pharma's monopoly is even more dangerous than a so-called military monopoly, because under the guise of helping you, it poisons you slowly to death. In the meantime, extracting every ounce of not only energy but money out of you along the way to a slow and long, painful demise.
And the irony of this whole thing is, here's Trump. He's the target of the left. They're blaming him for everything, including COVID and, you know, anything they can get their hands on. And the left has become so radical that they just want to transform the country into, you know, a communist dictatorship completely. On the other hand, I'm sitting here looking at Trump and I'm saying, you are stupid beyond anything I could have imagined. You had your chance. You still have a chance as president to do something here. I'm attacking him from another direction, you know, because I know that if Biden gets elected, what we're seeing now is just the tip of the iceberg. Spear.
Listen, let's take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up with John Rappaport after this. Go to robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Scott Bell Show. All the discussions that John and I have been having over the past months in the era of what I call COVID crazy, they're built upon years, decades, in fact, and even if we look back history, centuries of patterns that emerge, and that anybody can put together with a little bit of critical thinking skills and willingness to dig. Now, John has done a lot of digging for everybody to get to these points and places, and I'm so grateful that other outlets are interviewing and publishing, and I hope everybody supports the efforts to continue. But we are, you know, as we open today's show, talking about a criticality, you know, a point where the frog either jumps out or is boiled. And, you know, it's a fascinating place to be because we know historically these things happen, but we're living in this reality, you know, and we could look at Trump and go, yeah, he was stupid. He could have made a better decision. Maybe he still could. But at the same time, the fact that we've achieved or arrived at this place in American history where one man, a president, would have so much power to direct it one way or the other tells you how far off we are in terms of what the founders warned us about. You know, that you should never put that much power in one branch of the government. And all of them have abdicated to a bureaucratic oligarchy that pretty much runs us and is run by a pharmaceutical construct or a church or a cult that has resulted in, you know, the third or second or first leading cause of death. Statistically, we're accurate here. So, John, you know, it's sort of like a what do we do now scenario as we've been warning folks for years.
You're absolutely right, Robert. The idea that one man would have that much power to begin with is exactly what the founders were trying to avoid. And this is why the states, which were the colonies, were so important. They grudgingly gave up certain powers in order to ratify a constitution that created limited central government. It was limited by the Bill of Rights, but it was also limited by the states. And I know you've had Tenth Amendment folks on your show. Powers that are not enumerated for the federal government are reserved for the states or the people.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the whole idea, that the states themselves would be bulwarks against the centralized government. So what are we seeing now? We're seeing the governors of these states as pawns in a game, willingly going along. And it's not just the Democrat governors anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
These governors are acting like dictators in their own territories, which, again, is completely against the founding principles.
Well, we got to tell the feds to pound sand, but clearly on the state level, where we may have more control over what goes on, we're going to need to see mass resistance to these emperor-like dictates. Kings, queens, these governors are not supposed to be that, although, as I've discussed over the time, when we look at the machine and how it works, the governors are also considered assistant governors to the fund. What does that mean? They're connected to the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Federal Reserve System. We come back to the bankers, we come back to finance, we come back to economics, we come back to slavery through debt, and we come back to the bankruptcy, and then paupers now being made of everyone. So that any control, any breadcrumb thrown your way, you're just grateful for it. And therein lies the move toward collectivism, communism, socialism as well, from a global domination, one world odor eater scenario.
Yeah, people often make the mistake, they say, well, there's a huge difference between a dictatorship and communism. No, it's the same thing. The names are not important. All that's important is to ask the question, is there a huge amount of top-down power? And if the answer is yes, then it doesn't matter what you call it. Fascism, communism, totalitarianism, dictatorship, monarchy. These names are all interchangeable, and they're used to deceive people. And, of course, the young are the most vulnerable to deception because they're being promised everything for nothing.
Yeah, and their parents didn't
teach them. In the glorious future, everything will be free.
Yeah, parents weren't teaching them. They were too busy working for the growth of unbridled government, centralized bureaucracies that cannot be paid for ultimately. And in this case, the children were turned over to government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools, for so-called learning, but not much learning, no critical thinking being taught. John, we're out of time today, but another great episode, my friend. Thank you so much for the insights and ultimately reminding folks that despite all the stuff we have to cover, the power to heal, even politically, really is yours. Step it up. We're going to be here with you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.